Purbanna Leelas. It has been also done, Purbanna Leelas. Krishna now sees, Krishna is ready, after taking meal he is going to ready to go charan. And after taking the remnants of Krishna, all Sakhis with Radhika are returned, they have returned to Javat. No? Now it is morning, after 9 or within 9. Radhika has something, his duty, that he daily gives earth to Suryadev. Surya Puja. Argha means
offering.
Flowers, milk, water. Sacred water, and tea, some dog. Other things are given like this. Towards being sun. So many waters. All Brahmins and all other does. Why Radhika does so? That sun is God. He makes Krishna so qualified and always cheerful, and any other demons cannot do any harm to Krishna. For Krishna he is worshipping. She is worshipping. Why worshipping? Because she knows that Krishna is not Bhagavan. Surjadev is Bhagavan. In villages, all ladies are like this. They worship God and goddesses. For the welfare of his family and his husband, father, mother, child, everybody. So, it is a Nar Leela. No? Nar Leela. If it was not done, it was not Nar Leela. So, before going to cook, she may give this earth to Suryadev. One kind of thought. When she is ready to go Nandgaon, before he will at first his duty, his first duty is to worship Krishna, sun. As when we awake, we take bath, and first duty is to chant her name or Diksha Mantra. So, see, her sun worship is first duty. So, this pastime is before going to Yashoda home for cooking. No? Understand?
This is before the cooking.
Before cooking. His first thing is that. Vaise.
I thought the story of
Pujna was that Barabaji. Listen first to me, then question. You are so eager that question. Second idea is this. This idea is also favorable to our Shastra, what I have told. We should do our Aradhana first, then begin anything. As we do, first Arati, Darshan, Anhik, Seva, Puja, and then we begin anything. So, this is also justified. Another, but we see that after this Leela, Krishnadas Gopiraj Goswami in his Govinda Leelamrita has told like so, that this becomes in Purbanna and Madhyanna Leela, before Madhyanna Leela. No? If we take this fact, it is also all right. No harm. No? Any puja is done before taking meal. Krishna remnants he takes, she takes, it is not as a meal. Only she tastes it as a Mahaprasadam Prasadam. It does not come under the taking any meal. So in midday, before midday, when Krishna goes to Gocharan, and at the same time she becomes ready to go to some puja. No? So by any sakhi, Radhika knows that Krishna has already started her cowherd and he is about nearer to Kusum Sarovar and Govardhan. With her sakhis, she also goes there. Tulsi is remembering this pastime of midday. If I tell, it will come in very
short.
Take any question.
When Radhika was not in the mood to cook,
she was in mood inner.
Yeah.
She was pretending only that they should do like this.
That's what I thought. Now, if she goes to worship sun god first, before cooking.
There are two kinds of sun worship. When Surya sun
is rising,
come in horizontal line.
Rising
sun. Water is given like this.
Simply.
Or anything. Put for written anything. And do pranam. But sun worship is another thing.
Yeah.
What is that? Is there should be any sun image. And by Shastriya Paddhati. Shastriya Paddhati, you know?
System of Shastriya.
According to rule and regulation and mantras given in Vedas. And that is called Surya Puja. Both may be here. That either, that either. But it seems that it is before midday.
Yeah.
Especially. Because here, in the next, it will come the pastime of Sayam. Sayam means evening.
Evening.
She will request that when you send in the evening to Nanda Bhavan. तुम लोग जा रही है जब भी मुझसे बातचीत करना है ना तो 6 बजे से 10 मिनट पहले आ जाना तो तुम लोग उससे बात कर लेंगे ना 6 बजे से पहले हो सकेगा 5-10 मिनट 5:30 बजे 6:30 बजे स्कूल से है ना कब बच्चे आते हैं सवेरे तो तुम लोग आ ही नहीं सकते
थोड़ा बड़ा
आज रविवार था आज हो सकता था फिर तो रात हो जाती है अब ये लोग चले जाएंगे अब मैं परसों के बाद में चला जाऊंगा 4 तारीख को सवेरे जाओ तुम लोग भजन करते थे First, we were talking.
So you explained that first is simple offering in sunrise, and then is full worship.
Why still go evening? Why still go evening? Family.
It is before that evening, Krishna. So it is now still telling for midday. Before midday. So it is Leela of Radhakund and Surya. Next day we will get this subject again.
I have a question about Raghunath Goswami.
Das Goswami.
Das Raghunath Das Goswami. I read in the Jiva Dharma that a liberated soul can be at the same time both in Krishna Leela and in Chaitanya Leela, if that is his Swarup, both at the same time. So you were describing to us that when in Vilap Kusumanjali, sometimes Raghunath Das Goswami is external as Sadak, then he is another stage where he is more absorbed in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and the third stage he is completely lost to anything except his identity as Rati Manjari. So my question is, when he is completely lost from every other consciousness, how could he forget Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Is he at that time...
What is the meaning of lost of conscience?
That all he can see is Srimati Radharani is there, Rupa Manjari is there, and he is there as Rati. He doesn't think that he is Rupa, he is Raghunath or anything. That is lost. All concentrated on the one.
He is always incense. But sometimes he is incense of Gauranga Leela. And sometimes he is deeply immersed in Krishna Leela. When he immerses in Krishna Leela, he is Rati or Tulsi Manjari. And when he has sense and doing the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, remembering, then he is Raghunath Das Goswami. Anyone, when thinking and remembering for Krishna Leela, he does not lost his senses, but that sense which is working in this world for sadhak, this goes away. And the sense of Atma, that who am I sense, Krishna Das sense, is working so much that this sense does not do anything. That sense is the real sense. But Raghunath Das Goswami's both senses were actual senses. Whether he was in Gaur Leela, whether he was in Krishna Leela.
Can he be fully conscious in both Leelas at the same time?
In both, in two swarups. Okay. As Baladev Prabhu, Krishna, in thousand and less of Leela, he is testing.
Achintya-shakti.
So Krishna, these Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Narad Goswami, like Baladev Prabhu. Baladev Prabhu is as a sevak, as a friend, as a father, mother, in one shape, in Baladev shape. And in Ananga Manjari, he tests Madhur Jaras also. So, at the same time, he is Baladev, and at the same time, he is Ananga Manjari. As Narada becomes hundred and thousand and lakhs of Narad, various swarups of Krishna, and taste all these.
Yes, the reason I asked is I did not like to think that the Chaitanya Leela was less important.
But Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told in Dham Parikrama, one can worship, do aradhana of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a dasaras manli. No? Not as a friend, not as a as Krishna, Nayak Naika, don't. Parkiya bhav no. Only dasaras. When a devotee completes his sadhana by dasaras, by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sees Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a Radha and Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes Radha and Krishna, and then he worships in Madhur Ras, Sakha Ras and Basa Ras, especially in Madhur Ras. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu we see that all were das. Sarva Damodar, Raya Ramananda, all always praying and telling Harikatha and all these things. All are seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with a great respect. Gadadhar yet, Gadadhar Pandit, as a dasara. But when we complete our sadhana, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be seen in Radha and Krishna, then Madhurashka.
But that is also within Chaitanya Leela, that you see him as Radha Krishna.
Because Raramananda sa Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Mahabhava Rasa Raja Roop in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But there, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we cannot serve as Radha Krishna to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
That is Gauranga Nagari.
He, most probably, he is as a guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come in two shapes, to taste Radha Bhava and to give Radha Dasi Bhav. So, when he is giving Naam and Prem to Jivas, he is Prabhu or Guru. No? And when he is tasting, then he is Radha. Radha.
Is there some verses that describe Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is seeing the Jalila, you know, the water pastime, and he is observing from the shore how the water pastimes are going on of Radha Krishna and of Gopis, and he is like in the position of Manjari. He's like, is he showing that, or is he also tasting that? He also tastes.
Like this. Sometimes he is telling that I was seeing Radha and Krishna and serving them, but they are at once. So here is Manjari Bhava, Dasi Bhava.
So that was my question. I wanted to.
finality, he was also trying to
because this, he wanted to give this bhav to Jeev.
But wasn't he wanting to taste that bhav too?
He tested also and given. But that's only for test, not to give. Radha bhav.
Lord Chaitanya taught his followers to serve Krishna. So is it possible that someone who's in Chaitanya Leela and who becomes Siddha
becomes perfect.
Is it possible that he can only remain in Chaitanya Leela and not Krishna Leela? Or he will also enter into Krishna Leela?
He has test and serving, doing sadhan bhakti and bhava bhakti for Radha and Krishna. So he surely also enter in that. Krishna Leela. And also he is in Gaur Leela. It is ye bahut hi chance, there is chance that a man serving, a devotee serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will enter in both Leela. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Leela is not less important. So they try to, as if Guru is giving Diksha Harinam and always giving Siksha, and he gives inspiration for Prema Bhakti and always nourishes us by Prema. His whole entire shakti, energy is for making us perfect in Krishna Seva. Okay. If he has done so and we are perfect, may we leave our Gurudev? Or we will serve him in also Golok Braja. As Raghunath Das Goswami, in Gaur Leela, he is serving Rupa Goswami. Sarup, Sarup Damodar, all gave inspiration. And the nurses Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Goswami, if he thought that he was a sadhakji, then he had Sarup Siddhi and Vastu Siddhi. And after Vastu Siddhi or in Sarup Siddhi, he prays always to Rup Manjari as a sakhi. No? So we will also serve our Gurudev. In what rest we will get Vastu Siddhi?
The gopis' feeling of separation, which you described after Krishna went through Mathura, is something like a magic display, but that actually there was no separation.
Right?
But you gave the example that when the Yadus fought with each other, when the Yadus fought and destroyed each other, actually, it was like a magic show. It wasn't real. And then you also said that when Krishna went to Mathura and the residents of Vrindavan were weeping and suffering and separation, that was also a similar
There is no similarity. There are some nitya lila, there are some anitya lila. Namitti. The Dwarka Yadubansa battle was neither nitya lila, neither namittik lila. Not namittik lila also. It was only shown by Yogamaya that it took place, but nothing took place like this there. Only common person saw. Even Brahma and Shankar did not saw. They saw that Krishna and Baldev and all gopis and all parkas are going. Krishna is going in the same shape. All Yadubansi are going in the same shape. So this is not like this. Vrindavan Leela, separation. This is Nitya Leela also. Krishna pastimes are divided into two. Prakat and aprakat. In prakat lila, it seems when we see, and they are certainly in vipralambharas, they are feeling. And in one, that aprakat lila, all are meeting there. Both things. In one, Krishna is always in Vrindavan, and in one, he is always in Mathura. Always in Mathura. Sometimes Mathura Lila is prakat, sometimes Vrindavan Lila is prakat. Sometimes Mathura Lila becomes aprakat, and sometimes that. Our Goswami has told like this. But I am telling and you are hearing. But all the same is not, everything is not there. More in that lila. Aprakat lila or prakat lila. We are only hearing a abhas of that lila. Sakhachandranya. You know Sakhachandranya? That moon is on the branch of this tree, but he is so much like this. We are telling and hearing all this in a Baddha Dasa. We are in a Baddha Dasa, we are sadhak. We have Shraddha, but our inner eyes, Premanjana Churit Bhakti Vilochanena, it has not come. So there will be so many defects in telling and hearing. And in Bhagavad Gita it has been told that someone is telling it and some is hearing, but telling and hearing are not complete. It will gradually come that we will understand and we can tell all this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has tried to tell everything in Jaiva Dharma. Rupa Goswami has tried to tell everything in Bhaktivinoda Swami Sindhu and Ujjwal Nirmal. But we cannot take everything. we can take according to our sadhan bhajan. We are telling and hearing in one sloka this time, and after 2 years, more rush there. I think that in some past years, about 10 years, I think that you have no idea about all these things. Everything is in books of Swamiji, is there, everything. But we cannot, at that time, we cannot imagine that all are there. But when you now read all these things, you feel that, oh, there are so many things that we can realize after 10 years, after 100 and 1,000 and lakhs. No? And then we will have so much pleasure.
You have given, but I don't know how much I got.
You should try always to have all these things. We should try to go in the realm of all these things. Bhakti, prema bhakti. Why your Gurudev has come, why Srila Prabhupada has come to give all these things? So we should try to realize all these things and go up. Not to fix in anything. Gradually you should. Braj means, what is the meaning of Braj? To go. Sansar means also. Jagat means also to go. Jagat means gamadhatu. To go in hell, to destruction, to ruin. Sansar means this also. Sansarati. And Braja to Krishna. To fame. Now you can go and chant and do a Ekadasi Vrata.